Welcome to The Kitchen Table, a show dedicated to helping you escape diet culture, gain trust with food, honor your body, and live a brighter life. Hello, welcome back to The Kitchen Table. I'm Alicia Brown, and I want to start today's episode by just asking you a few questions. Do you resonate with these statements? Do you see yourself as a hardworking, type A sort of person? Do you like things neat and tidy and just the way that you like them? Are you an aspiring, ever-achieving sort of person as well? And do you see yourself as social and loyal to those around you, those you love? I would consider all those things very much strengths. Like if you're resonating with that and you're like, oh, that's me. Those are your superpowers, right? Like to be hardworking and to be type A and like things neat and organized. That brings a lot of value and gives a lot of light to the world. It truly does. We need people hardworking, of course, type A, neat, tidy, social, loyal, and ever achieving. We are generators in the world. We believe in productivity and outcomes and achievements, and we're constantly trying to better ourselves in the world around us. The problem is with that sometimes with our health specifically, those strengths that we have, the values that we have in that way, when we are kind of wrapped up in the dieting paradigm, trying to better ourselves and our health, we actually can find that those strengths become our weaknesses. Yes, we're hardworking. Being hardworking within the dieting paradigm, trying to be healthy through dieting, exercising, clean eating, you name it, we can reach a point of burnout. And we can have a hard time saying no to things that really don't feel good in our body. Although we are type A and neat, we like things done our way. We can also be very self-critical, especially with our health and the dieting paradigm. Don't eat that. Follow this food rule. Don't eat past 6 o'clock. I can't believe you ate that. Don't even look at that. Don't keep that in the house. That self-critical nature gets very loud within the dieting paradigm. With good intentions, the type A and neatness, that part of our nature, it serves us well in so many areas of our life. But when we're kind of in the dieting cycle and we're trying to do our best with ourselves and our health in that way, it transforms into being this very highly self-critical voice. And although we are so aspiring, we are also judgmental when things don't meet our standards, including ourselves. And although we are social and loyal, we can also find ourselves kind of being people-pleasing with health behaviors too. Like, okay, like everyone at work is dieting. And so to be a part of that, I'm going to go with them on that. I know that happens all the time in the workplace, you know. Oh, Shelly's not eating carbs, so I'm not going to eat carbs either. And now there's that bond, but it might not feel great in our body, but we kind of do health behaviors for somebody else or maybe a partner or a spouse. Like we want them to really feel like we're being healthy. So we're going to be dieting around them because we want them to know that we're caring for ourselves because we care for them by extension, right? So that people-pleasing tendency can come out. And although we're like so ever achieving, like we constantly want to better ourselves and the world around us in the dieting paradigm, we can feel like we're just never enough. Our behaviors, our efforts, the time, the effort and energy we put in, it's never enough. We'll never know enough about nutrition. Our body will never be thin enough to appease diet culture. We never feel like our efforts are enough. And maybe you're already feeling this kind of like in other areas of life, because I think anybody with these great attributes, like this hardworking, ever-achieving nature, I think this is reflected in their opposite or kind of in like their shadowy part in some ways in life. I think this is amplified by our health pursuits when we are within the dieting paradigm. And so the question that I have for you is, how can we capitalize on your strengths and nurture those weaknesses so that you can find more calm confidence in your everyday life and especially in your relationships with food and your body? Because when you are in your element, when you are having a great productive day, when you have the space around you just the way that you want it, and you are feeling like gosh, you are empowered in your actions and you are able to respond rather than react to situations, and you're able to take care of yourself well and the world around you without feeling like you're constantly battling the self-judgment, the criticism, when you're doing it truly for yourself and for others in a nurturing and caring way, not in a resentful or people-pleasing sort of way. When you're in that element, you carry with you a calm confidence that is absolutely magnetic. People love to be around you when you carry that sort of energy. And especially when we are kind of feeling chaotic in our food and body relationships, it completely detaches us from our ability to nurture and take care of ourselves well. And it takes us completely out of the present moment. When we're not in the present moment, we're not able to have that sort of energy. But when we're feeling confident, not even just around food and with our food choices, when we're feeling just more at peace with our ability to nourish ourselves, but when we also feel at peace, like with and inside of our bodies, when we don't feel like threatened by our own bodies, or when we don't feel threatened around food, you carry this calm and confident presence. Like how you carry yourself with it is magnetic for other people. And guess what? That calm and confident presence, that is this magnetic energy around food. People want to be with you. They gravitate toward you for that. And it puts them at ease when they are feeling chaotic in their food and body relationships as well. You cast this kind of ripple effect into the world with your presence, with your calm, with your confidence, when you are confident in your body and with food, because you are more confident, calm, certain, able to nourish and satisfy and nurture yourself. And so that's what you are then able to reflect and give back into the world. This is why I developed the workshop. It launched yesterday. It's called The Workshop. It's a 6-month program, From Chaos to Calm with Food and Embody. I've lived in that chaotic relationship with food and with my body for a long time. And in this workshop, I want to take all of what I learned from the decade that I've really felt like at war with that tension that took me away from my ability to fully show up in the world. I took all of that chaos and I found the calm confidence that you might also be looking for in your food and body relationships. And I condense it all into a 6-month program. And that's what I want to share with you today on the show. I want to share with you who the program is for, why I created it. You might be asking yourself like, gosh, but Alicia, nothing has ever worked for me before. Why would this work for me now? I want to address that as well. And I want to kind of give the details on what's all involved and what the commitment looks like. And so I've spoken on this a bit already, but I just want to be very specific on who the program is for first. And it's for women who feel stressed around food and constantly discouraged about and uncomfortable in their bodies. And so it's for you if you feel like you've fallen victim to chronic dieting, or if you ever feel like you made a pact or oath to yourself to just eat clean. Maybe this happens every Monday after a week of eating foods that are not permissible by your own health standards or food rules right now. Or if you've tried multiple diets on and off without success, feeling like you just don't know enough about nutrition or health to do it right, or feeling like you lack some moral attribute like self-discipline or self-control. Again, like that's the self-critical nature that you have coming up saying like, oh, there's something wrong with you for not being able to sustain the diet. I hear that. I know what that voice sounds like. This program is also for you if you often undereat, which kind of feels like you're being good and disciplined. I put that in like air quotes, like, gosh, I'm really eating well today because I didn't eat as much as I did yesterday. Have you ever felt that? But at the same time, you're feeling like you have these chaotic moments with food where there's this backlash sort of tendency to overeat without thinking, to the point of feeling uncomfortable. Or maybe falling into a binge, which can be described as this sort of out-of-body experience with food or having an uncontrollable experience around food. I hear you. And maybe you wouldn't associate yourself as one who suffers from disordered eating, and you certainly wouldn't feel like you fit the category of having a diagnosable eating disorder, but you would say that you experience more self-critical, negative thoughts about your body than positive ones, and same with food, resulting in feelings of shame, guilt, and confusion associated with it, leading to more negative experiences with food in your body than you want to tolerate. You want to feel more at ease with food and more peace with your body. And so you want to make a change. Maybe internally also, like you feel this pull, like there's got to be another way to health other than the next diet, the next detox, the next clean eating obsession. And there's got to be a way to rid the stress, overwhelm, chaos, and confusion that I have about food. And if you're thinking that, you're right. There is another way. Or maybe you also feel like maybe if I felt better and more confident making food choices and had more positive experiences with food, I might feel healthier and better about my body too. Have you ever thought that? If so, you're right. And if I knew I was able to really confidently feed, nourish, and take care of my body consistently and well, maybe then I would feel healthier and better about it as well. And if you felt that, so if you've thought that before, yes, you're also right. We lean into that kind of pull in this program because that is where the truth lies. The truth isn't in the next diet detox thing that keeps you in the dieting paradigm. It's that fire, that nudge within yourself saying, I got this. I have cues that can tell me what, when, and how much to eat. I'm going to lean into that instead. And I'm going to notice the resistance that I have to the next diet detox weight loss program. And I'm going to notice that resistance and take the less traveled road. Secondly, this program is for women who are familiar with intuitive eating, but are looking to deepen and expand their practice of it. So maybe you've read the book Intuitive Eating by Evelyn Tribble and Elise Rush, and maybe you follow a bunch of Instagram accounts on social media that are from intuitive eating influencers. And maybe you feel like you intellectually understand intuitive eating, like it makes sense to you in your mind, like it should work. It feels simple, just like eating food and living life, right? But you keep hitting roadblocks, feeling frustrated, caught up, and unable to break old routine diet rules and diet thinking that prevents you from embodying the work and understanding it not just through theory, but also through experience. Or maybe you've worked with an intuitive eating practitioner before and felt like you at one time really embodied the practice of intuitive eating, eating and moving intuitively and living intuitively, but now either feel you might feel a bit pulled back into the dieting or weight loss paradigm and you want some support staying in the work. You might feel like you want a refresher about the basics with other like-minded women, but also you want to feel like support from the anti-diet community as well. Or maybe you simply want to expand your understanding and not only how to eat intuitively, but also strengthen the connection that you have with yourself so that you can live intuitively by bringing the essence of intuitive eating to other areas of your life. How you cook, how you dress, how you live, and beyond to lessen the tension, war, contraction, chaos in those realms to find more expansion. And so it's all about truly bringing us from the chaos of the weight loss dieting paradigm and the mentality associated with that into that calm, magnetic confidence within the intuitive eating and living paradigm, where the trust is put back into yourself, the ball is put back into your court, and it's about your ability to satisfy, nourish, and take care of your body on your own terms rather than giving away that power to restrictive diets and rigid weight loss methodologies. Okay, now I want to explain like why I created this program. And truly, this program stretches like beyond me, beyond you even. And I'm even talking about the next generation here. So I grew up with the diet mentality, the idea that fat is bad and thin is better. And with this program, I aim to stop generational body hatred and dieting messaging so children can grow up to trust in and love their bodies rather than taking the turn into the diet mentality, feeling insecure, afraid, and distrusting of their bodies, beginning the pursuit of manipulating food and movement to change them. Were you that child? Do you remember a time where you took a turn into the diet mentality, feeling insecure, afraid, and distrusting of your body, feeling it wasn't accepted, and feeling like you needed to change it to find more love and acceptance from others? Maybe you experienced this at a young age like I did. I'm aiming to stop that and break that cycle because look, both your and my relationships with food and body impacts the next generation. And I want us to be better role models for that next generation. And how we treat our bodies and how we talk about them matters. The people around us, they're watching and listening. And I knew I was when I was young. And maybe you were listening to the people around you and the dieting message that you heard from a young age as well. Maybe from your mom or a parent, or maybe from someone who you really idolized and respected. Because aspiring toward a thin body was enforced routinely in the home. I'm one of four girls in my family. And it was enforced at the ice rink. I was a competitive figure skater. It was enforced at school among my peers. And of course, like in the movies and social media. And it makes total sense to me now, like from my upbringing, what I encountered from diet culture growing up, like, of course I fell into dieting. Of course I chose to go to dietetic school as a way to find out through science how to stay thin. Like, of course that was a driving ambition to why I'm a dietitian today, fully admitting that it's true. And it's why I ultimately found myself having a diagnosable eating disorder, orthorexia, anorexia in college, of course. It makes total sense why I found myself in a really dark place with food in my body after really putting my value set when it comes to health in dieting and in thinness and in weight loss. It wasn't just a value set that I held for myself, but it's also values that the value of thinness, the value of health associated with thinness, it was part of what I was hearing from other respectable people that I loved and admired in all of these places, at school, in the ice rink, from my peers, etc. And so it was reinforced in many ways. But you are the leader among people around you. You are the one that people are looking for the confidence, for how to direct themselves in their lives and what to do and how to think, especially about food and body. And so I know that I'm not the only one with this story. And maybe you've been held hostage by the diet mentality too. Maybe you agree it's taken or is taking a toll on your life. And maybe you want to be then the one to stop it for the next generation, because it starts with you being the leader of many, the nurturer of many, being the role model for many as well. And so that's one of the reasons I created this program. So not only you can have more calm confidence and food in your body, but also for you to be able to be a role model of those relationships to others, so that we can all embrace our bodies and nourish them better despite their size anyway. The second reason I created this program is because it took me forever, I would say more than a decade really, to get out of the diet mentality, to discover intuitive eating, to get the support I needed to heal my relationships with food and body enough for me to actually live my life without dieting rules and body obsession consuming me. I want you to heal quicker and not waste time. I want you to take less time than I did. If my suffering can prove useful to somebody else, I'm fulfilled. If my suffering can ease someone else's suffering, or if my suffering can reduce the time someone else is suffering in their food and body relationships, I am living my purpose. In this workshop, I time collapse all the work that I did to heal my relationship with the body I hated and to heal my relationship with the foods I feared, so you can fear food less and embrace your body more, sooner, and faster than it took me. I want you to have the support I didn't have. I want you to have the knowledge I didn't know existed. I want you to have the resources I didn't know I needed, and the encouragement from others on this journey, because it's enduring just to know that you're not alone in thinking these thoughts and struggling with these things. You have a life to live. You have your own purpose to uphold and fulfill. There are people in your life that need you to show up fully as you. So the sooner you can feel at peace with food in your body, the sooner you get to do all those things. And that makes the world a better place. I once heard it said, "Do you want to know what's down the road? Ask those traveling back." I'm traveling back to come to get you, to pull you up, and to guide you through. The last reason why I developed this program is because, like, just truly humbling myself here, the more I know in this work, especially, the more I don't know. I'm highly aware I'm limited by my own understanding. That's why I reached out and collaborated with other professionals to expand and deepen the practice beyond just intuitive and embodied eating, but beyond. There comes a point where I began to notice my clients hitting roadblocks in their journey, and I felt limited in my knowledge and ability to support them. For example, I didn't have the knowledge or skill set to help my clients clothe themselves with more confidence or prep and cook meals more practically and efficiently in the kitchen. And I didn't know how to strengthen their mind-body connection in ways other than just food-body attunement. I wanted to provide more. So I brought on other like-minded professionals with the same anti-diet core values of self-awareness, body trust, acceptance, nurturing, and care, with an aim for improved mental, physical, and emotional, and even spiritual health, so that you can receive all of what's possible to support you in moving from chaos to calm with food and body. So those are the reasons I started this program. Whew, that got a little deep for a second. I'm going to shake that off, but it's so true. Body hatred and feeling chaos in your food and body relationships, it's generational. Healing our relationship with food and body can take a long time. It took me more than a decade of so much time, effort, and energy just wasted. I don't want you to have that experience. And also, I'm not able to offer everything I want to offer. So in this program, I just wanted to offer everything that I know has supported me. That's why I'm so just jazzed about it. Because the other professionals that I'll be unveiling on social media all this week, you can follow me at @AliciaBrown_AB on Instagram. I'm unveiling all of the speakers. You'll get to know them. You'll get to see them and learn from them potentially if you join. And you'll see how they deepen layer by layer this work. I'm so excited to have them on. They are each an incredibly valued contribution to the workshop. Hand selected. I've established relationships with all of them, and I'm so excited to share them with you. You might be asking the question like, Alicia, what if nothing has worked for me before? And when I hear that question, what I'm really hearing is this question. You mean to ask, what if you fail at this too? And well, I guess you could really fail at any program if you just never show up. But then I'd argue you can't fail something you didn't try, right? So you see, the diet mentality makes you feel like you're on this highway. Like if you make one wrong move and you cross over the line, you'll be taken out by another car whizzing through. You're always on pins and needles trying to keep the vows you made to yourself, the vow to stay on the diet. And that's what drives the anxiety. And that also drives like the thrill of it, right? There is a thrill that comes to dieting. It's like, oh, I'm going to strive to be better. I'm going to strive to achieve this. I can do it, right? You muster up all of the drive and determination and willpower you have to do that, but it also couples with the anxiety as well. Again, taking all of your strengths and turning them into weaknesses. This work is different. And it's different from other programs because here there isn't a perfect right or wrong, good or bad sort of way. It's all about exploration and discovery. It's about noticing and building upon positive experiences with food and body while objectively or learning to objectively notice things we might change about the less positive experiences, leveraging compassion and the ability to self-validate our feelings and experience altogether so that we can more easily move on. This program will not work for you if you lack openness to trying new things, if you lack a desire to learn new concepts or explore new patterns, and it won't work for you if you prioritize weight loss rather than health, physically, mentally, and emotionally, as a barometer for personal success and well-being, and it won't work for you if you don't show up, engage, or try. This program, however, will work for you very likely. It's very likely it'll work for you if you do have an openness and readiness to part with dieting and dieting ways and aspire towards body acceptance and normalizing your relationships with food and body. This program will also very likely work for you if, secondly, you have a willingness to explore your experience and to also engage and show up and interact with the activities, the group, the one-on-ones with me, and with the workshops. Okay, so what can I hope to gain from the workshop? Again, it's a 6-month program Onboarding ends July 30th. Here's what you can hope to gain. You'll find yourself less fearful and more in flow with food. You'll strengthen your mind-body connection, understanding your anxiety and your reactive behavior differently, learning how to cope with or otherwise recenter and ground yourself to return to a more responsive state. You'll be more comfortable in the kitchen by learning practical methods and skills that take the burden off of home cooking and to make cooking regularly doable, satisfying, and even fun. You'll feel empowered getting dressed in the morning by redefining your style, ridding what doesn't work, and realizing, gaining awareness of what does. You'll feel more calm, confident, and collected in other areas of life without the food and body stuff bringing you down. You'll feel more able and willing to clear the clutter in your home, say no to the thing you felt somewhat obliged to do. You'll be more adventurous. You'll say yes to the things that light you up in life. And ultimately, you'll find yourself living a brighter, bolder, and more purposeful and impactful life as you show up more authentically and lovingly in the world because you've gotten in touch with the more authentic and loving and nurturing parts of yourself as you confidently know how to take care of yourself, as you gain confidence and clarity and calm with food and with your body. Oh yeah. So that is a lot of like what the workshop is all about. So now I just want to give you kind of like the finer details. The workshop lasts from July 3rd to December 31st. So we start in July, we end in December. Head to aliciabrownab.com. That's www.aliciabrownab.com. You can contact me there, or better yet, click on the workshop tab and you can scroll all the way to the bottom and you can schedule a one-on-one with me. We'll connect there. We'll see if the workshop is a good fit for you and we'll get you enrolled. That is how you can sign up for the workshop. Here are the pillars of the program. The first 2 months are all about intuitive and embodied eating practices, kind of dialing in on where is my diet mentality at? Where is my current relationship with food at? Where are the areas in my relationship with food where I want to work on the most? Is it that I feel emotional tendencies toward food most often? Is it that I don't know how to listen to my hunger and fullness cues? Is it that I don't really have much of an awareness on how to respect my body with food or what some of the thoughts that I'm having around food are right now? That's what we're going to be dialing in the first 2 months. What is intuitive eating? What are hunger and fullness cues? What are some of the diet rules that I'm currently following? And how can I unwrap that diet mentality to kind of start to understand how to allow myself permission to eat food so I can relieve the guilt and the shame associated with that after meal times? That's the first 2 months. Deep dive into that. The third month is called mind-body harmony. We talk about strengthening the connection with the mind and the body there. So we talk about kind of moving from a more reactive to more responsive state. Oftentimes we're impulsive and reactive around food. What if we were more intentional and able to attune to our bodies to know how to nourish ourselves through that experience? We layer on to the intuitive eating practices with strengthening the mind-body relationship. So everything in this course, it's so thoughtfully designed because each layer layers on one on top of the other. And so that's why we start with the intuitive eating piece first. And that's when we layer on mind-body strengthening that mind-body connection. Month four, we actually work with the food. We're in the kitchen. We're learning knife skills. We're making sauces. We're thinking about having more of a routine with home cooking, finding a rhythm with home cooking in the home and home cooking in the home. Yes, home cooking. Let's leave it at that. And so we'll talk about easing that experience by finding a routine with how to cook and prep meals, but also allowing in convenience, also allowing in eating out and ordering in and such. Like, how can we make Julia Child's food philosophy relevant to today's society? How can we bring Julia's love and passion for home cooking doable for like the working mom or the working woman today? That's what that month is completely entirely about. Really excited about that. I think everybody loves cooking. They just don't know it yet or don't know how to create the time or space or how to gain the right inspiration for cooking to make it actually doable rather than daunting? Yes. It's all about kind of moving from like the mayhem of making food to finding more of a rhythm with home cooking. Yep. So month 5 is all about authentic style. I don't know about you, but for me, clothes have been such a triggering thing for me when I had a really poor relationship with my body. I never knew what to wear. I would take an hour just trying to get dressed before work because nothing fit right, nothing felt right. And it's still one of the things that I really struggle with. Nobody's coming to just me to learn style tips. So I'm bringing a stylist in who styles bodies of every size, no matter where you're at. And she's going to talk about authentic style. We'll be dedicating that month to kind of rethinking about the closet and rethinking about how we can style ourselves to be able to feel more confident in our bodies rather than to have style be the thing that makes us feel less confident in our bodies maybe right now. Lastly, intuitive living. What I found was with my clients was that when they started healing their relationships with food and body, they were like, Alicia, I started like clearing out the clutter from my house. I'm starting anew. I'm listening to my body and I'm living a better life. And so I'm here to support that. And I'm like, wow, if we could feel more at home in our homes, maybe we could feel more at home in our bodies too. We could have this like safe sanctuary for us to really feel that calm, confident, collected presence. I think that should be in our home. So I wanted to bring that into the workshop too. That is December, the last month, as we really wrap up the workshop with thinking about how we want to carry these practices out and into the world. With the workshop, you will get monthly workshops from me and 5 other guest experts, weekly action items, daily content, ongoing group support, 3 one-on-one calls with me, 3 private one-on-one exclusive 3 one-on-one calls with me, and also 2 huge bonuses, a 6-month subscription to Jamie at Fit Ragamuffins, virtual weight inclusive fitness platform. Now, you know Jamie at Fit Ragamuffin on Instagram. At Fit Raga Muffin, just how it sounds. Jamie's fantastic. I am so excited for her weight inclusive fitness platform to be a part of this program. You just get a free subscription when you join. You also will get a 75-minute breathwork session with the amazing George Ramsey. I've taken his breathwork sessions before. He's absolutely marvelous, and it is such a way to gain access into your body is through leveraging the power of the breath. And so we're going to do a breathwork session together. And I think that you will find that incredibly valuable and transformative even. So thank you so much for listening. And truly, I want to end this podcast episode by just saying I could not have launched this program without 2 groups of people who I'd like to really thank sincerely, genuinely, really quick. First, I'd like to thank all the guest speakers that'll be a part of the program. If you're a regular listener here on the show, you already know who some of them are, but if you're not, you'll find out this week that as I review each speaker starting on the date of the launch, and I'll start to reveal each speaker today. I revealed one yesterday, and I'll reveal another one today on my Instagram. And you can follow me on Instagram to kind of see each speaker reveal. You can find me at Alicia Brown_AB on Instagram. We launched the program yesterday, Sunday. It was Father's Day. It was the summer solstice. It was the perfect day to launch the workshop. So it is live and it is ready for you to join right now. And so to secure your spot, again, visit www.aliciabrownab.com. Click on the workshop, scroll to the bottom, schedule a one-on-one with me, and we will get you really going to the workshop. You will have exclusive access to a platform where you will be able to kind of see how everything works. So if you schedule a one-on-one with me, I'll be in touch with you very shortly. And lastly, I'd like to thank my own team. Okay, I really want to introduce you to my team really quick here on the show because I wasn't able to do all of this myself and I found my dream team. And so my dream team is composed of 3 people. I'm going to start with Julie. Julie Guile is a local photographer here in Green Bay, Wisconsin. You can find her at JM Guile Photography. She helped me with the vision, branding, copy, and photography, business counseling she's offered me, and lots of hugs and laughs and cries. She's such a nurturing, loving, and compassionate, supportive friend to me, and I just want to thank her so much for really helping this vision come to life. So thank you so much, Julie. Hannah Fedor. Oh, this next week you'll be seeing beautiful visuals on social media for the program. All of those are created by the one and only Hannah, who I've just gotten really close with through this whole process. And I just truly love and adore her. She's so creative, talented, and kind, thoughtful, and easygoing. And she's super supportive of this anti-diet work. She sees the vision so clearly. And you can see that really shows through the visuals that she puts together for the workshop. So thank you so much, Hannah. You can find more from Hannah at www.hazzadesign. That's H-A-Z-Z-A design. Or you can find her on Instagram at hazza.design. And lastly, I want to thank my friend Zoltan Fuzi. He continues to be a blessing for me, always pushing my efforts to go bigger and spread this message more loudly and more clearly by doing an amazing job with my podcast. He makes up all the micro content that you see on social media for my podcast, and he follows every episode. So thank you so much, Zoli. You are the best. And if you're ever wanting to start a podcast, email me, alicia@aliciabrownab.com, and I'll connect you with Zoli. He'll take care of everything else but the content. So you do the content and he does everything else. Oh my gosh. And lastly, have you seen that meme on Instagram? It's like, I'd like to thank me. So lastly, I'd like to thank me. I didn't give up on this vision despite a lot of doubt and fear that came up at the beginning. But if I knew I trusted in and humbled myself to be of service to others in this program, I could create something really good. And so I did. And I'm darn proud of it. So sign up before June 30th. I'd be so excited to connect with you. Enrollment is open. Sign up today. I'd be so excited to meet with you for a one-on-one. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. It is a blessing to connect with you. I wish you a wonderful day. And if you have any questions about anything else, maybe you're not interested in joining the workshop, but anything else, I'm here to be a support and a resource for you regardless. So thank you so much for listening. Enjoy the day. I'll see you on Thursday's episode. Take care.